Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
Hello, I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Dan Faust about his career in sports marketing. Dan is a 1991 graduate of Miami University with a degree in marketing. Immediately after graduating, he went to work with the Cleveland Indians and has remained with the organization ever since. Dan has worked in a number of different departments within the organization, including corporate marketing, broadcasting, special events, and promotions. Thanks for joining us today, Dan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with a question that I get a lot from the students that come in here. In what ways does sports marketing differ from marketing consumer packaged goods?
Leslie, I look at it as not being very much different from each other. Ultimately, as with any consumer packaged good, in sports marketing, we're trying to still build brand loyalty. We're trying to deliver the best product possible to our target audience. And oftentimes, we're capitalizing on emotion, which can relate to other packaged goods, the way a product makes you feel after using it. We're trying to form that same type of emotion when someone comes to the ballpark or associates with your team in some way, either watching it on TV or listening to it on the radio. And there are other brands that we compete against, much like consumer packaged goods.
Dan, can you go into a little bit about what are the duties and responsibilities of someone in sports marketing? What kind of hours are required?
Well, some of the duties and responsibilities of our marketing department with the Cleveland Indians is to make the experience at the ballpark one that's very special for our consumer, our fan that's here at the ballpark on a nightly basis. But that also extends past the people that attend games here specifically and goes out into the reach of our radio network and also our television network. Our marketing department here is made up of a marketing director who oversees and supervises the general marketing of the ball club that deals with advertising plans and media buys and messaging and developing themes and developing advertising campaigns from season to season and even within the season itself. We also have a special events and promotions department which works to make that ballpark experience special for different audiences that are here at the ballpark, be it a kid's fun day at the ballpark or a family event or an event or promotion that focuses on couples or singles. We also, in our marketing department here, part of the division is through our broadcasting end of things, where our radio network and our television network are involved. And then our in-park presentation, the scoreboard, what people hear and see when they come into the ballpark and experience a game at Jacobs Field. The marketing department here at our ball club, they spend countless hours here. It's not a basic 9-to-5 position during the season. Most of the people in the marketing department have responsibilities that go throughout a particular game, be it a night game or a day game here at the ballpark. So we're logging some extremely long hours here during the season, and especially with baseball, it being a 162-game season or an 81-game home season that goes throughout the 6 months of the summer, it can be long hours here at the ballpark.
So it sounds as though there are a variety of positions, things to do within a sports marketing organization, not just one thing that someone might traditionally think of as marketing.
Correct. And I just briefly touched on the actual marketing department of our ball club. We're all marketers here at the Indians, and that's how we view each of our positions here, whether we're in ticket sales or ticket services or community relations or our finance department. We have a job here that many people are interested in. When someone finds out that you work for a professional sports organization, their first questions are always, well, how do you think the team is going to do this year? And and what kinds of neat things do you have at your ballpark. People are interested in talking about your position within the organization. So each of us, no matter what department we work in, we're all marketing, or we're all marketing arm of our ball club.
You're representing the brand.
Correct.
Dan, how competitive is it to get into sports marketing?
It's an extremely competitive industry. There are limited positions within major league organizations, and the demand is very great. It's a high-profile job that many people are interested in. There is low turnover. Oftentimes, once someone makes it into an organization, many people choose to move from team to team if there is turnover. So you're going from one sports organization to another sports organization, which doesn't allow many opportunities, open opportunities for people that are just starting in the industry. Many organizations look for that experience. They look to hire people that already have sports industry experience, so it makes it tougher for people to break through and break into the industry. The evidence of the competitiveness of this industry, websites that are set up for sports jobs exclusively, there's sports management programs all over the country now that have been created to supply students fresh out of school. And there's various career fairs that professional ball clubs hold on a yearly basis that help to add new people into the industry. But it is very tough to get into this industry.
Does it help to be an athlete to get into the industry?
I would answer that yes and no. There's an advantage of knowing the inner workings of a sport maybe that you have played, if you play baseball down at Miami and already have a working knowledge of baseball, and sometimes that is easy to transition into a baseball organization. There's a definite benefit from a community relations or a public relations perspective. There tends to be an instant credibility with other athletes that you're working with. There's a common bond between you that have played the sport, and you're now dealing with others that are playing the sport for their job, but there's a bond there that I've seen over the years of people that have played or competed in sports in college that are now dealing with athletes on the professional level. But we have plenty of non-athletes that are working in this industry or athletes, would-be athletes that are weekend warriors that never competed on a varsity level in college, but still enjoy the sport.
Dan, how difficult is it for women to find opportunities in sports marketing?
Well, the opportunities for women in the sports industry, they've become greater and greater over the years. More women have applied for positions and have shown interest in this industry. Our front office is fairly even split between men and women, and they're definitely, the ceiling has been raised in many organizations for women in executive and upper management positions. Since I've worked here, I've had almost exclusively my supervisors have been women, and the Indians have for a while had many women in upper executive and management positions. But there's a great deal of growing, as in many industries, and it still needs to be some work done in changing some of old school mindsets as far as men and women and their roles in organizations.
What are some critical skills a sports marketer should possess?
I would say that a person interested in sports marketing or sports as a career or an industry need to be organized. They need to have exceptional written and verbal communication, including listening. They need to have an ability to multitask, working on several different projects at once. Strong prioritization skills, a balance of analytic and emotional decision making. They need to be confident, but also have a willing to learn mentality. Not everyone is going to start out at an executive level. And this is definitely an industry where you have to pay your dues. You have to be a team player and have an ability to work with others cooperatively toward a common goal. 99% of the projects I deal with on a daily basis have at least one or more other departments involved with me. So those are some of the critical skills.
Great, thanks. Would you recommend additional classes or different classes if someone is interested in going into sports marketing versus if they were considering consumer packaged goods marketing?
I can just speak personally from my career path and my mindset of when I was in school. I wanted to have a general marketing major in case things didn't work out in the sports industry, in case I found out that, hey, this might not be all that it's cracked up to be, or this might not be for me personally. So I wouldn't recommend anything different for sports versus marketing consumer packaged goods. A sports management major or minor might open some doors immediately through like contacts and networking to get your foot in the door, but there are plenty of people throughout our industry who did not graduate with a sports emphasis, and there are some that maybe have the mindset about an MBA, and that's not necessarily a prerequisite either of being in this industry. There are many different career paths that people take to end up in sports, and more often than not, they're students that are coming right out of college without without an advanced degree, meaning like an MBA or a master's program.
Dan, what is the biggest challenge that you face in this field?
Well, as costs rise to maintain teams on the field and facility management, we are constantly challenged with keeping our games affordable for families. We are also challenged with communicating many different messages to a broad spectrum of people, which from a marketing perspective, it makes it very challenging. We're always finding ways to target an audience and then speak directly to them, but then you have all sorts of different messages out there to different people, and you just have to pick and choose on what you concentrate and what you focus on. And we are constantly competing with other entertainment options where people can spend their disposable income.
As we wrap up here, what final advice do you have for students who may want to get into sports marketing?
My advice to anyone who's interested in getting into sports marketing or the sports industry is to really work your network. Talk to many different people. Talk to people who are involved in the sports industry if you can, just on an informational interview basis. Sometimes that leads to bigger and better things. Be open to the many possibilities of sports-related jobs. Sports equipment manufacturers, sports divisions of consumer product companies, or companies maybe who market heavily in the sports industry. That's a way of working in sports where you're not actually working for a front office, but you're still involved in the sports industry. I tell people that are interested in this industry that they need to be willing to start at the bottom and learn as much as you can, doing as many different things as you can until you kind of find your niche in a certain organization. Most importantly, have fun. It's a fun industry to be in, and if you're not having fun, you're not experiencing the total package of being involved in the sports industry. And don't get discouraged. You'd be surprised at the career path some people have taken to get into the sports industry. If it's something that you have your heart set on, don't give up on your goal. And it may be 5 years down the road that you eventually come to the sports industry, but with a little bit of work and a little bit of luck, You'll get there.
Dan, thanks so much for joining us for this edition of Career Chat, and I wish you and your team a successful season this year.
Thank you very much, Leslie. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.